It's the Sheena Metal Experience right here on LA Talk Radio. For more info on the show, latalkradio.com, sheenametalexperience.com. Don't forget to email me and let me know what you think of the show. We're talking about a new play all this hour. All of the guests are debuting here on the Sheena Metal Experience. The play is called Therapy. It's at the Secret Rose Theater, March 2nd through 17th. And we have the writer-director, Jeff Bernhardt, with us, and also two of the stars of the show, Marcy Lynn Ross and Luis Selgas. It's so great to have you all here. Thanks for being here with me on the show.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
And thanks for all being here in studio. So Jeff, let's start with you because it's your baby. Tell me a little bit about you since it's your first time on the show. Where are you from in the world? And what were sort of the beginnings of you in the arts? Was it writing? Was that your first thing?
Yes. I'm from New Jersey, small town in northeastern New Jersey. And I've always been interested in writing, always enjoyed writing and theater and drama. But in the last 15 years or so, have gotten more involved and done it more in earnest.
Okay. So did you sort of do it for fun while you told yourself you had to have a real life?
It was a side. Yeah, it's been a side thing. Yeah.
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 And did you? What was your regular thing? And did you? Did you
I'm
love
a
that?
Teacher and a social worker.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So good stuff.
Yeah.
And you still do that?
I still do it. Yeah.
And how did you wind up out here in the city of La La Land?
I came out here about 25 years ago. I was looking for something new and different, and L.A. had the mystique, Hollywood. You know.
Yeah.
Being in Hollywood in L.A. and all we imagine it holds. So I just wanted to get as far away from the East Coast and Boston winters as possible.
And did you love it when you got here?
It was
did
a hard
it take a while.
It was a hard first year. Yeah, it was a hard adjustment. Yeah.
Some people, it's a hard adjustment.
Sure.
But in the long run, do you love? I mean, did you know what a great theater scene was waiting for you out here? Well, I guess 25 years ago, there wasn't our theater scene there is now.
And it's not really what I was looking for when I came out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more just a new beginning to a new part of my life.
Right. But now it's really growing.
Yeah. I think that the theater scene in LA is really underappreciated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they say it's the most vibrant in the country right now, even bigger than New York.
And all the small theaters. I mean, there's just so much going on. And I think that I really think it's underappreciated.
I mean, obviously, New York has more of the big blockbuster, the show after show after show at theater after theater after theater. But they say that for new plays and smaller theater and non-equity theaters, that we have the most and we're doing the most. There are more plays running at one time here than anywhere else in the country. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's about time that we have so much talent here.
Yeah.
And so many people that started in theater.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So when did you start directing?
Well, I've been directing. I wrote some stage readings or dramatic readings, and my first play premiered about 3 years ago. And I directed that as well.
Oh, okay. So you've always directed your plays?
Yes, both of them.
that's good, though. That's it's interesting.
Yeah.
I like that auteurship of people are really sort of seeing your vision from the page to the stage.
Yeah, well, it's about not wanting to hand your baby over to somebody else.
Sure. Right. You don't want to have horrible people you don't know
raising your child.
Because yes, it really is a baby, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But don't you find that even as you're directing it and you're in the pre-production process that you're wearing a writer's hat and you're wearing a director's hat, and sometimes the director is telling the writer to change something, tighten something, fix something. I mean, that process still happens even though it's just you.
Well, it's very multiple personality, you know,
right.
And really knowing kind of what hat you're wearing at any time. And also, I really see it as a collaboration. So when I'm sitting with the actors and we're looking at the script and I'm learning new things about the characters that I didn't know, even though I gave birth to them, which is really amazing and fascinating.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, Marcy, where are you from in the world? How'd you wind up here in this crazy place?
I was born in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Lived in the Midwest. Went to school at Syracuse University.
Beautiful.
Degree in speech and theater from them. I was on staff at the Cleveland Playhouse for 2.5 seasons. And moved out to California in 79. And I've been here ever since.
So you have been here about, not a little bit longer than Jeff, but about the same time. Mm-hmm. Now, did you come out for television? And
no, I came out in my former life.
Oh, okay. So you didn't. Okay. I like that. That's a secret story, isn't
Thank
it?
You.
Someday she'll come back a couple times. I'll get that story out of her.
Jeff will write the play.
Yes, Jeff will write the play, and we'll know all about your secret life. Did you like it when you came?
I did, although it took me a while to get used to not having four seasons.
Okay.
But you get very used to the nice waking up to sunshine every morning.
It's beautiful, right? But there are people that I have met that fight it. In the beginning, it seems odd to them. Mm-hmm. I had somebody tell me, it's like Groundhog's Day here. You can't tell one day from the next. And I said, yeah, but every day is beautiful, so who cares?
Right.
So I'm an East Coaster, too, but I've been here since I was 13. But I adapted really. I loved it from the minute I got here. But not everybody does. Was the weather a little strange for you, too?
I love the weather. And actually, I disagree. I think there are four seasons. They're just really subtle.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
True. That's true.
Yes, they're four season-esque things that we have.
Yes.
So then when did you... I mean, obviously, you're a theater major. So you've been involved in theater your whole life.
I have.
When did this become your not former life and you considered yourself to be a full-time actor?
1989, I would say. Although when I, in 80 or 81, I started doing some musicals out here in Orange County and because I was living in Long Beach.
Beautiful.
And in 89, I got an agent and decided to get serious about it. So I've done some television.
Wonderful.
And this is the first stage play I've done in quite some time.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you've mostly done television since you've been here, except for your original time down in Orange County doing musicals.
Right.
And do you miss musicals?
Not really. I mean, I've always been a singer. So, but any theater piece is a big time commitment. It's at least 3 to 4 months.
Sure.
Between rehearsal and performance. So, I've had to be selective, and it had to fit in the time slot, and this did. So,
now, how did you wind up getting involved in this production?
I got an email from a casting person that I know, and it was about Jeff's play. And the two women in the cast are mature, so I responded, and he invited me to audition, and I did. I got a call back, and I got cast very happily.
Wow. But it's always interesting, right? I always like to find out why that one when you hadn't done one in so long. Do you think it was just time? You were just ready and started thinking about it?
Yes. And I read the script, and it really spoke to me. And so I thought this would be a good time to jump back in.
That's wonderful. And are you loving doing it?
Yes, very much so.
Because there's something about being in a theater, being on stage... I mean, there's nothing wrong with acting in front of a camera, but there's something in us that kind of screams to be back on stage.
The live audience, there's nothing like a live audience.
Yeah.
And you get their aura, their what they're bringing to you when you're on stage, so you can give it back. And love to hear laughter from the audience.
Right.
We've done the show 3 times,
right.
And they've been very receptive audiences.
It's fantastic. And just the excitement when you're backstage before the audience even comes.
Yes.
It's just exciting in general.
It is.
It's wonderful. So Luis, now, how about you? Where are you from?
I'm actually from Caracas, Venezuela.
Okay.
Which is probably weird for people who can see my face because I'm redhead and blue
eyes. I was
going
to say, you and Marcy could be twins. You're both redheads.
Yeah. So I'm from Venezuela, and then I moved with my family to South Florida when I was 11. And then I moved out here when I was 18.
Okay. So did you know for a long time that you wanted to be an actor?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I did stuff when I was a little kid. Back in Caracas, but it was like little stuff that I don't remember. And then in high school, I did a lot of theater, just musical theater and straight plays and that kind of stuff. And then I actually went to film school, so I was a film major, and I was a theater minor when I was in college. And
so you came out here for college?
I came out here for college.
Okay, and where did you go?
Loyola Marymount.
Oh, that's a fantastic school for that.
Yeah, it was a really good film school.
And did you think you were going to come and become a director? Or a producer? Or?
I really have always wanted to be an actor. I love all aspects of it. I consider myself to be a pretty awesome creative producer. I like to take things that I see that people have done and make them better.
Okay.
Just telling them what would make them better.
Sure.
And do...
You like to give opinions.
Give opinions rather than do the work.
So there's a lot of you in LA.
Well, fit right in.
Yeah.
No, I really do. I really actually do love all of it, and I dabbled in casting and all that kind of stuff. So LMU actually has a really well-rounded program for film. It's not just directing or anything. You actually delve into everything. So I did that. And then actually freshman year, I didn't do any acting whatsoever. And then sophomore year, I was in a chorus line, which was my first college production, and I just, all of a sudden, everything came back. It was just, that's what I was missing the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, right?
I loved it.
So did you finish as a film major, or did you finish?
I did. Okay. I finished as a film major.
You learned the whole business,
because
you're going to need that as an actor.
Yeah.
But then after you got done, you're like, yeah, that's, now I'm an actor.
I'm an actor. Eventually, I would love to be as creatively involved in a production as possible. I would love to direct. I would love to write and collaborate and produce and do a whole bunch of stuff. That's kind of ideally. I would love to. I enjoy everything, and I feel like the arts is such a collaborative process. And
absolutely,
there are really very little boundaries, and I don't think there are many careers out there that you can do that. I mean, you can't be a surgeon and, you know, something like an ER, even though they're kind of related. I feel you have
right.
like your
can't
thing.
Be the doctor and the nurse.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like there are a lot of things where you can really in the entertainment business where you can really kind of dabble in everything. And if you're going to be a director or producer, it's great to know what everybody else is doing, so you can really communicate what it is that you want or need from that person.
Well, and it's nice to love enough things that you can decide project to project.
Correct.
And to have 10 things going on, maybe 3 of them you're developing. 2 of them you're working on as a writer, 1 you're attached to as a director, and 4 you're acting in, and it's possible to do that, and you have to do that in this business.
Yes, you do.
You have to have like 90 things going at one time. We all have to do that. Even if you're just acting, you've got to have all different kinds of things happening at one time.
Yeah.
So have you done a lot of stage since college?
I have. I did a lot of stuff in college, which was really time-consuming because I was a film major and a theater and a business minor, but I was doing film productions, I was doing stage productions, and I've done, this is my third out of school production, and surprisingly, I guess all of the productions I've done out of school have been original work.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, which is wonderful. I love premiering a role to bring something to the table that nobody else has done, which I'm very appreciative
of. And to be there when an audience is seeing something that they've never seen before or that they don't even know about.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
It's really cool.
So, how did you get involved in this?
Actors Access. I found a, you know, a listing for it. I submitted, and I guess they liked my picture and resume. They called me in, and then they liked what
they?
I did.
Well, who's they?
Jeff and Chase.
Well,
yeah, so I went in, and I got the call that night after I auditioned, and I got the offer and was able to work it. It actually was awesome because I have 2 jobs, and it works so that I have rehearsal in the morning before my first job, and then I have my first job, and then I have my second job. And then I go to bed and wake up and go to rehearsal. And then my 2
That's fantastic.
So it worked out perfectly. It was very serendipitous.
Now, Jeff, did you know any of the actors in the show before the show, or did you get them all from auditions?
All from auditions.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's really I think we think that everybody doing a local play is just pulling from people they already know. So I love stories where people are sort of meeting new members of their creative tribe. Mm-hmm. From just the audition process.
Yeah, actually, it was really, it's been really a blessing because as the producer, not only did I have the opportunity of bringing together, you know, the cast, but I also had the opportunity to bring together designers also who I didn't know before. And so it's this team of really amazingly talented people.